from Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, 1 through 11?
Yeah.
1 through 11. New Living Translation says this. The subtitle to this part is Jesus sending out his disciples. And we think of disciples, we only think of the 12, quickly went to 11, and now we have a couple billion in the world. But right after that, he chose other disciples. The Lord now chose 72 other disciples and sent them on ahead in pairs to all the towns and the villages that they planned to visit. These were his instructions. The harvest is so great, but the workers are so few. Pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest and ask him to send out more workers for his field. Go now and remember that I am sending you out as lambs among the wolves. I am sending you out, and I ask that you don't take along any money or traveling bag or even an extra pair of sandals. And don't stop to greet anyone along the road. Whenever you enter a home, give it your blessing. I'm going to bless Margaret's house here and shortly. She just moved, and we have a service for everything United Methodist Church. Blessing homes, blessing animals, blessing the bus is really cool. Anyhow, whenever you enter a home, give it your blessing. If those who live, they are worthy, the blessing will stand. If they are not, the blessings will return to you. And when you enter a town, don't move around from home to home. Stay in one place, eating and drinking what they provide you. Don't hesitate to accept hospitality because those who work deserve their pay. If a town welcomes you, eat whatever is set before you and heal the sick. As you heal them, say, "The kingdom of God is near you now." But if the town refuses to welcome you, go out into a street and say, "We wipe the dust off of your town from our feet as a public announcement of your doom. And don't forget, the kingdom of God is near." And then jumping down to verse 17. When the 72 disciples returned, they joyfully reported to the Lord, "Lord, even the demons obeyed us when we used your name." "Yes," Jesus told him, "I saw Satan falling from heaven as a flash of lightning, and I have given you authority over all the powers of the enemies. You can walk among the snakes and the scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you, but don't rejoice just because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are registered as citizens of heaven." May God add his blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Hallelujah.